I want to welcome via phone, we have the wonderful Debbie Devine and the wonderful Jay Adams from 24th Street Theater to talk about Rapunzel. Rapunzel, let down your gold hair. Hi, guys.
Hello. We're so happy to be here.
We're great to have you here.
Yeah, we wish it was in person because it's always such fun, but, you know, safety and caution are kind of the watchwords still, even though things are getting better.
But we're almost done with that.
Yes, we know we are because we're being able to have a live production with audience at both 24th Street Theater and the Wallace, so we're feeling pretty positive.
That's pretty exciting, the Wallace.
Yeah.
How do you adapt for that particular venue? Because it's quite a bit larger than the 24th Street.
Well, we're in the Lovelace.
Oh, okay, yeah, the smaller one.
The big space is, okay. We're in the Lovelace, which is actually a slightly smaller stage than 24th Street.
Wow,
so
yeah.
We're having to scale it down by a foot or two.
Right.
Now, this is a more modern take on the classic tale of Rapunzel, isn't it?
Exactly.
Right.
It was inspired by the classic fairy tale, but it is a story. It's set in 1944 in England, and that was when the Brits were being bombed by the Nazis, and so they were sending the children out into the rural areas to protect them. And this is a particular story of a girl. Her name is Letty. And she gets on a train, and she goes and lives, spends some time on a farm with a woman who she doesn't has obviously never met before. And the woman is an isolated farmer, but they're both mixed race, and they didn't know that about each other. The woman, the farmer, is emotionally isolated. We like the witch in the classic fairy tale, and the girl. Is trying to adapt to that world, a city girl trying to adapt to that world, and they discover that the, you know, just sort of the agony of isolation is cured by connection and understanding and respect for one another. So it's a lovely story by Mike Kenney, and we're thrilled to be able to do it.
You know, we're offering, and thank you to the Wallace, and thank you to you guys for offering some pairs of tickets for either a choice of Saturday evening, March 12th at 7 p.m., or Sunday, March 13th at 3 p.m. So depending on whether evening or afternoon is better for you, you do have a choice there. Now, isn't there kind of something special going on if they go to, I think it's the 13th, the one on the 13th?
There is. Jack Black is going to be there, and he's going to take some pictures. We have a little step and repeat at the Wallace, so he'll be able to take some pictures with interested people, but we're excited. He's a huge fan and supporter of 24th Street Theater, so we're excited that he's being able to be there that day and to celebrate the work. What we're really thrilled about is that we're able to take our work from 24th Street and have collaborated with the Wallace, so that we, you know, this partnership in this new world that we're in is really valuable, and we're just thrilled to have it, and we look forward to continuing it with other shows down the road.
Oh, I pray for more of that, yes.
Yes, we do too.
Well, and you go way back with Jack Black. I mean, weren't you a drama teacher for him?
Yes, he was a student of mine when he was 13. So, and he's been a turned out from a student to a dear friend and a supporter. So we're I'm always thrilled for his attention and care for the work that we do. And, you know, he started out as a theater actor, so he knows how important theater is to young people and to families. So he's there to represent that and bringing his own family as well.
That's really wonderful. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to tell you, Donna, the other thing that's happening on Sunday, March 13th, the other fun little thing, the Wallace has a thing called Sunday Fun Days for young kids. So at 11 o'clock, they have music out on the plaza. Then at noon, they have flamenco dance. So, you know, there's activities outside for younger kids. On those Sundays as well.
You know, we have a goose in our show. There's a farm, so there's a brilliant built by Keith Mitchell, and we brought the goose to Family Fun Days last weekend, and it was a hit. So we're all afraid. The entire team is afraid that the goose is going to outshine everything we built and created because it's so great and so fun.
Well, you know what they say: never work with kids or animals. You're doing both.
Or even
stuffed animals.
Right. Yeah. Are you thinking maybe this would be the beginning of a series? Are you planning on tackling the fairy tale canon here?
Well, you might have just inspired me to do that. We do have an audio version of this that we have already done that's in the can that we're very excited about. Because that was, you know, in the middle of COVID, we didn't know if we were going to be able to get it on the Wallace stage or our own stage. So we said, let's do a radio version of it, which is just brilliant. And so the Wallace has that also on their website as well as us. So that's a great thing to listen to so you can experience it either before or again after you come to see the show.
But, you know, you guys, you know, Donna and Julio, you guys know because you know our work. We're this weird little thing that you know we don't, you know, our work is very sophisticated. So what we don't do is kind of traditional children's theater. In fact, we tend to do children's theater that's really for older audiences.
Yes, you do.
They're not true. You know, they're not true fairy tales. They're like, this is not the story of Rapunzel. This is a story about World War II England and isolation. We did Hansel and Gretel Bluegrass with Brad Whitford a few years ago.
I saw that. It was terrific.
But that wasn't, you know, it was kind of the Hansel and Gretel story, bait loosely, but it was very much an Appalachian kind of ghost story. More than the, you know, traditional Hansel and Gretel.
So, yeah, we are absolutely looking at the, you know, always, you know, what are the classics that we can find an adaptation to that speaks to the world today. And one of the things that Rapunzel alone is handling is obviously racism. So these are one of the reasons that this woman who lives on a farm by herself in England in 1944, she was mixed race and was extremely persecuted in the world then. So we're dealing with that. We're dealing with the war, which now seems very present as we talk about the Ukraine.
Right.
So we seem, it feels like we're absolutely speaking to events of today, looking through the prism of the past.
And
it was amazing. Three nights ago, we were standing on our stage building a video with our designer, Matt Hill, of the English skyline with explosions in the distance. And we were building the puffs of smoke in video and timing them out. And then last night I'm watching on CNN, literally the same images happening in Ukraine. It was you know, once again, you know, art imitating life or vice versa.
Yeah. And speaking of World War II, you know, a lot of the commentators keep saying over and over that what's going on now is, you know, the largest land invasion since World War II. And it is frightening and harrowing, and our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the people of Ukraine.
Absolutely. And with families.
Yeah.
This is basically a story of family and how families deal with crises. And we're seeing that in Ukraine, and you want to just wrap your heart around these people.
And you know, one of the events in our play that Mike Kenny wrote is that in the 40s during World War II, the UK, when London was being bombed, the UK created this massive exodus for kids.
Yes.
Where they shipped over 600,000 kids out of the London area.
And the entire country worked together to make this happen. It was enormously successful.
And strangers in the countryside took the kids in
for
6 months, sometimes a year. I mean, and these people were literally sending their kids on trains out of London with notes pinned to their coat saying, here's my kid's name, right, and here's...
But it worked. It worked because the entire country understood what their obligation was to each other. It's just a powerful, big story, and then we took a little snapshot of it and made a simple story inspired by the classic fairy tale.
You know, it's interesting, just as an aside, I'd covered a film with Gemma Arterton about that very thing. And I think it's called Summerland, which I highly recommend. And I really didn't know about that program before. And it has to do with a child who comes to this rather curmudgeonish author out in the countryside. So I know this
is... Hey, that's our play.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
I didn't know we'd already made a movie.
Well, it's a complicated... There are a few twists and turns in that story, but it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful production, and I want to urge everybody to get out to the Wallace, and even more so, to pledge for a pair of tickets. We're asking a $50 pledge, which is quite a deal. And not only are you going to see a wonderful, wonderful show, family appropriate, but not patronizing. You know, that's what I love about your stuff. You've covered topics, you know, death, immigration, any number of things I've seen that are age appropriate and yet somehow still contain that depth. So it's exciting. And if people would like to come out, you can help KPFK at the same time by calling 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
Or you could go to kpfk.org.
And, you know, just press 2 to go to the call center and ask for a pair of tickets for Rapunzel. And you have your choice of dates here, Saturday evening, March 12th at 7 p.m., or Sunday, March 13th at 3 p.m. So it sounds like it's family-friendly, user-friendly, and a great way to venture out again to live performance.
Yeah, both are true. And the Wallace has vaccine protocols in place, too. So it's you know, even the kids have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
As of now. I mean, I don't know, you know, a couple of weeks from now, that may be a little different here in L.A.
What a
county,
world we're in.
And then people can also see it at 24th Street on the 5th and 6th of March.
Oh, great.
Oh, good.
Great. Because you really do serve the community down there. It's always very interesting. And your work and your audiences are diverse. And how many years have you been in operation down there? Because your longevity
we're in our 24th year.
Wow. 24. Oh, my gosh.
And my son, Jesus, still talks about the tamales you served at one Saturday matinee.
Yeah, God, he must be grown by now. How old is he now, Julio?
He's 22.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's so wonderful. Congratulations. That's fabulous.
Yeah, he was just a little kid last time.
He was.
Yes, and very hungry.
And I concur on the tamales,
right,
by the way.
I like the tamales.
Yeah. You know, but that's wonderful. You're in your 24th year, the 24th Street Theater. That sounds like that bodes well. That sounds like a good omen.
Yes,
that's
it
right.
Is. Thank
that's
you for
right.
that. Thank you for that.
It happened in a weird year. You know, when we're tweeners. We're, you know, halfway open and halfway, you know, remote.
But we feel lucky and blessed. It's true. You know, a lot of organizations didn't make it through this terrible, terrible time.
Right.
So we're grateful for, you know, the Jack Blacks and our funders and supporters and community to help us keep going. So this is a real celebration to come back and do it live.
Yes, and I hope you keep going with the season this year.
Thank you.
Yes, that is our plan, to carry on, as we say in England, right?
Right. Keep
calm
and carry on. That's right.
Right. That's our plan.
That's our plan.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you could take the time and join us. And it just sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun event. Again,
thank you, guys. I hope you guys can come see it.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you both.
Wonderful.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot. And again, okay, we've been speaking with Debbie Devine and Jay Adams of 24th Street Theater and their production of Rapunzel, which is moving up to the Wallace. And they were kind enough, and the Wallace was kind enough to offer some pairs of tickets for our listener subscribers. For a $50 pledge, you can get a pair of tickets to Rapunzel. And that Sunday, 3 o'clock performance sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun with Jack Black.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All those kids events. That's wonderful. So if you can, get a couple of pairs, and that way maybe you can take the family. So
yep.
I'd recommend that. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
Or go to kpfk.org.
And
thank you. Yes, that is our plan, to carry on as we stay in England, right?
Right. Keep calm and carry on. That's right.
Right. That's our plan.
That's our plan.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you could take the time and join us, and it just sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun event. Again, that's
thank you guys. I hope you guys can come see it.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you both.
Wonderful.
Thanks
a lot. And again, we've been speaking with Debbie Devine and Jay Adams of 24th Street Theater and their production of Rapunzel, which is moving up to the Wallace. And they were kind enough, and the Wallace was kind enough to offer some pairs of tickets for our listener subscribers. For a $50 pledge, you can get a pair of tickets to Rapunzel. And that Sunday, 3 o'clock performance sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun with Jack Black.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All those kids events. That's wonderful. So if you can, get a couple of pairs, and that way maybe you can take the family. So I'd recommend that. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK.
Or go to kpfk.org.